on it by 10%, okay? Which does meet your reserve requirements, giving you that consideration, okay? 10% would go to the bank that you can use as you wish. The rest of it goes into the account for me.
And you currently have an account, and you're an account owner at FNCB.
I am.
And you're using the system, the FNCB system currently.
Yes, I am.
Well, Robert, you certainly have the ability of opening up an account at another bank and having this negotiated. We are not going to do it.
We would appreciate it if you would stop
the phone calls.
I would appreciate if you would provide me a lawful, documented reading in writing of why my document is being dishonored. Because I'm telling you, and I have told and explained to you, that by doing so, you are breaking the law. Now, unless you have a lawful reason, I'm going to ask you to do your fiduciary duty and process the transaction.
Or give proof of reason not. Or be prosecuted.
We are not going. The proof of reason is that it is non-negotiable. You could certainly have recourse in this situation, and you're more than willing to pursue those options.
Okay. So
you will.
Are you sending me a letter with a signature explaining?
I am not sending you a letter. If anything, I am telling you right now, the certificate of value that you presented affords the bank no opportunity to collect the monies on which you say it's worth. If you provide that information to me and we can collect that $3.5 million, we will further look into the matter.
Okay, $3.5 million, okay? I am giving you of real value. The value is in the document itself. I am the creator of money, as I always have been, as every person always has been. That's what allows you to create funds immediately into a person's account when they go for a lending transaction. Because their signature gives them access to their trust fund, which you've been accessing all along. I understand, right, that the system works, because my value was stolen by the Federal Reserve System in the birth registration. And the certificate of birth that is held as collateral for all my accounting, which you've been accessing all along.
You as in First National Community Bank?
Well, probably not you at your level, but several paygrade levels above you, yes.
I'm vice president here at the bank.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also report to a Federal Reserve Board.
We do not report to the Federal Reserve Board. We are under the guidelines of the Federal Reserve System.
Okay, and that Federal Reserve System has access and has always had access. Explain to me this. If they do not have our value secured, how can they issue people bank notes, which are promises to pay?
Robert, you're going to have to take this up with the Federal Reserve Bank.
You just identified yourself as a vice president of the bank, and if you're incompetent enough to know how money works, then you're not a credit to your position. I asked you a very simple question.
You could certainly think that, and you're more than willing to have that.
How can they issue bank notes if they don't owe us something, if they haven't taken something first?
Going forward, Robert, are you going to continue to call First National Community Bank and inquire regarding this issue?
No. Well, I am going to pursue the issue in a grand jury if I have to.
And then that's one of the recourses that you have available to you. My question is this going to continue, or are you going to pursue the next level and go to the Attorney General? You don't have to tell me, the Attorney General, what your course is. I need to know if you're going to continue to call First National Community Bank regarding this issue.
Are you going to provide me legal reason for dishonoring my instrument in writing?
I am telling you, the legal issue is that it is a non-negotiable
in
instrument.
Thomas, in writing, are you going to dishonor my instrument in writing with a legal reason why?
I am telling you right now, and the answer is no.
No, you're not. Then I will continue to pursue this because you are not operating honorably. You're not operating transparently, and you're not following the guidelines that are set forth to you. If you want to dishonor my instrument, then do it legally.
Robert, any further action with regards to this should be directed to me.
Okay, that's fine.
My number is 570-558.
Wait, hold on one moment. Let me write that down.
Take your time.
570-558-6739. Yes. Okay, I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Robert.
I'm still waiting for, you're not going to send a letter, you're just going to send my documents back untouched.
Are you saying that these are original documents?
Those are original documents. They've got wedding signatures on them.
Where do you want me to mail these documents, Robert?
Well, I don't want you to mail them anything. I want you to process them, and I've made that very clear to you. Use your choice to
process them, Robert. Where would you like them sent to, Robert?
Okay, if you're going to send them to me, they're going to have to be sent with a letter signed by you, explaining the legal reason for dishonoring my document.
If not, very good, Robert.
Very good. Otherwise, if you choose to keep it,
you within 7 to 10 days.
Huh? Well, actually, being that you have the document in your possession, that counts as acceptance of the document. Okay? You have accepted the document. You had 72 hours with which to process that document. According to the rules in the UCC, you are already in dishonor.
And you have recourse to pursue with regards to that.
Okay. And I do intend to do so.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for your time.
Thank you.
Because thanks. Let me try this out the whole thing.